Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa. I trust that you are ready for today's show to learn some new concepts to help yourself move more freely with the self-concept in the new year of 2023. Hope that you have something to write down information with that we're going to be sharing with you. And trust that you're passing on the information to other people, friends and family members, that they may also grow and share the information with someone else. Now, the first thing that we're going to do, that we like to always do, is remind you of the phone number to contact Domestic Violence Hotline. And that number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. And don't worry, we will give that number out, hopefully again, throughout the show. The next thing is, you may also text the word STAR to 88788. That's 88788. And you may go online to thehotline.org, thehotline.org. All of your information is confidential, and your first call is anonymous, and they have a very stringent ethic policy that they follow to make sure and keep your information safe. So we want to talk about self-concept and self-image and how you feel about yourself. As we're beginning to approach the new year, it is very important for you to realize that you have to get a grip, catch hold to the person you are, and become aware of yourself. Realize that you have to now begin to start looking at yourself and taking care of your mental health. It is not your fault to find yourself in a toxic relationship, in a domestic violence relationship. You were not wearing a sign to attract anyone to it. It just happened. And you're not alone. There are many people involved in a psychological, verbal, emotional, and mental abuse situation and really are unaware. They only know that something is wrong. So what we'd like you to do as we're beginning to transition into the new year, we want you to begin to write down the things that you like about yourself and the things that you do not like about yourself. And whatever you do not like about yourself, write down the reason why. One of mine that I did not like about myself is the fact that when my spouse would say things to me that I did not like, I just stayed quiet and didn't respond. And by doing these shows, it's reversed now. And I go ahead and I say what needs to be said in a very normal manner. Now, I don't ask for everything because sometimes you get back a response that you really don't want to hear. And then sometimes you just don't need to hear it because you know where it's going. But it's a release on your part. So I want you to do that. Write down what you like about yourself and what you don't like about yourself. And now you also need to begin to pamper yourself. Go for nice stroll walks if you're able to do that in the area where you live. Or take yourself a nice warm to medium hot bubble bath. Or just sit there in the nice warm water and just relax and close your eyes and just think about yourself. We want you to know that it is very important to take care of yourself. I'm just beginning to realize for many years I neglected myself, but that was before me, and just neglected myself. Well, saying to you, it's time to start taking care of yourself. you need to try and confide in a very close friend of how you're feeling and what you're going through, or just go ahead and call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And that number, once again, is 800-799-7233. 800-799-7233. Also, you want to begin to evaluate your conversation that you had with others. You do not need to be engaging in conversations with people that are going to make you feel less than the person that you are. And if someone is telling you how to dress and what to speak, and you now have the opportunity to develop the skills that you need to let the person know that, you know what, I like this, I'm going to do this. Yes, I'm going to respond to what you're saying. I'll just go ahead and respond. Now, you're not responding to evoke anger or to evoke someone to lash out at you. You're responding because it shows that you are a human being, a person, and you have the right to speak up for yourself. Okay? And so the next thing you want to do is start taking care of yourself. Physically, if you have been accustomed to, you know, just walking around, putting on anything, just looking anyway, is that the way you used to look before you became involved in a toxic relationship? Why don't you just start taking care of yourself, pamper yourself? Start, if you're not using facial products on your face, start cleansing your face with facial products, moisturizing your face, and putting on your SFQ lotion, you know, to guard the sunlight away from your face, to keep your face covered. So, in reference to your children, if you have children or your uncle wants to live with you, they're paying attention to just everything that's going on in the house. And you really don't want your little one, your young one, whoever it is, to see you in that manner. So what you want to do now is start taking care of yourself. So self-concept is how you feel about yourself. Realize that you are a human being and you deserve to be treated right. You deserve not to be pounced on. You deserve not to have someone yelling at you. You deserve not to have someone call you out of your name. You deserve not to have someone just say anything to you because it makes them feel better. So take control of yourself. Pamper yourself. I'm not saying go out and buy new clothing, but pamper yourself. Realize that you are important. Realize that you have feelings, and feelings can be hurt. Realize that you are now going to come out of this, and you're going to walk into the new year as a new person. You've already started, you probably don't realize it, but you've already started changing the way you think. You've already started changing the way you act. You've already started changing by going over things, that has happened in your life and wondering why it happened. So self-concept is what we're working on today. Self-concept. Again, get yourself a very close friend that you can talk to, call, use the hotline, and speak with someone and tell them how you're feeling. Tell them what you want to do. Okay? So the self-concept is very, thought of as our individual perceptions of our own behavior and our characteristics. It's how you feel about yourself. And what this show is about today and for the next several days is how to feel good about yourself. It's time to put on the new you, the person you used to be, the person that knew himself or herself. What you want to do is develop your real self. It's the image of who you are and how you define yourself. You cannot doubt your own ability to become the person that you want to be. You're going to stop comparing yourself negatively with peers and with images that you see on TV in magazines. You're not going to accept negative comments from family and friends on your physical appearance. I hope that you've said things today that has helped you to realize the steps you need to take to fall right back and fall into your reality of who you are. We have 3 minutes left. Self-care is not selfishness. Self-care begins with understanding oneself, who I am, my identity. This involves understanding my personality, knowing about my family, of origin. Well, we're not too concerned with that. Emotional self-care requires us to name and acknowledge feelings and responsibility and handle them, because to minimize or deny what we feel is a distortion of what it means to be image bearers. While my time is off. So until we meet again on next Tuesday, please begin to take care of yourself. That nice warm bath, and which is what I'm going to do when I finish this show today, is so soothing and relaxing. It gives you a new perspective on how you feel about yourself, just to relax. Just to relax in a tub of nice hot water. And if all you have is a shower, then take that nice bubbly shower. I trust that your Christmas holiday season has gone well, and do not dwell in the past. We are looking forward to the future. I thank you very much for tuning in today. And may the Lord continue to bless you. May he bless you with a prosperous and happy New Year 2023. And please pass this show on to others that they may listen and learn how to gain their self-image, self-respect, and self-concept. Have a great day, and may God continue to bless you.